Breaking news tonight, it's 8 p.m. Do you know where your friends are? People have searched for a year for a missing podcast called DJ Talk. They have asked where they are and how come there are no new episodes. Everyone was waiting in suspense. The breaking news is, we have found them! Here's Johnny!
Hello!
Let's try it, DJ!
It's been one hell of a year.
Wait. Sorry, guys, but I, like, really have to do this.
You know that's, like, the most annoying sound in the world? People who slurp and chew with their mouth open is the most annoying thing in the world.
I had to because, you know, the sound is, like, is really... apparently great today. So.
I know. I'm surprised. Or maybe it's just been a year.
Maybe the thing got tired of listening to us.
Maybe. You guys reset. Tell us. But we're back.
We're back. It's been a year.
We've been talking about coming back for maybe 2 months now.
Yeah.
But life got in the way. Just like life has been getting in the way for the past year.
So many things happened.
I really give props to people who keep up with it every week.
Yeah. I mean,
it's... But it's hard as hell. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah. It's hard. We're live on Instagram, by the way. For those who are listening, we go live on Instagram and...
I mean, they're not listening live,
possibly
so...
on TikTok.
For the next episode. Out.
Yeah, for next episode. Which is on Monday night. Stay tuned.
Possibly. We'll see. Because we're a topic, trying. But we have to really investigate. And depends on how tired I am. Because I have a wedding tomorrow.
Well, drink lots of coffee.
Yeah, coffee's like in my blood. No, I don't even have blood. I have coffee.
You bleed out coffee.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to rewind.
Just recap a little bit.
Of the year.
What's been happening.
We'll go on small details and some things and depth and other things that majorly happened.
Pretty much.
Well, we could start off in August. It was Mackenzie's first school.
Well, first of all,
wow, cut me off. Fine.
Backtrack.
Just kidding.
The last time we did an episode was a year ago, right?
In July, yes.
Okay. What did you find out in July? Because nobody knows.
Oh, yes. So, I found out that I was pregnant with baby number 3.
Yay! And it was a boy.
No.
What?
You totally ruined it. That was the gender reveal, the part of we were talking about.
Oh, well, it is what it is.
Wow.
We found out.
Wow. Sorry. So much for ruining it. Thanks.
My bad.
Hair flip. No, but yeah, it's a boy. His name is Little Levi.
No. Little Bubba.
Little Bubba.
To me.
He's gonna be 3 months old.
Tomorrow.
He's 3 months, technically.
But he looks like he's like 5 months, because he's so chunky.
Yeah, he's so chunky. He's such a happy baby.
All he does is smile.
He just gets hangry, which is understandable, because that's how I get.
Yeah, you are bad when you're hangry. Yeah. Like, bad.
So.
Like, if you're around her and she gets irritable fast, just give her a Snickers bar.
Yeah. But we will talk about all the birth stuff later on, because we're going to go in track of, well, we try to go in track. I just looked at my pictures in my gallery to see what life happened the past year. But in August, it was Mackenzie's first school orientation. It was her preschool orientation. It was so cute.
Orientation was fine.
It was fine.
Until first day of school came.
First day of school. Yes. Well, first it was Mackenzie's fourth birthday. / Jose's 60th birthday. So shout out happy birthday, to them. But that day we focused more on Jose since he turned to the big 60, the big 6-year-old. So, but we had a good party then.
It was actually a really good day. Hot.
It was hot. It wasn't too bad.
But then we had the pool, so it don't matter.
Yeah, and then it turned into Mackenzie's first day of school, which I cried like a little biatch.
I cried too. I think we were the only ones.
The cursing word.
I think we were the only ones in that school. Some parents, like, you could tell. They were like, bye.
But, like, me, I was especially very hormonal because I was pregnant at the time. I cried so much. My kids was like, okay, bye. Bye, Mom.
But the cute thing is she thought it was, like, a one-day thing. Because we were like, okay, you have to go back tomorrow. She's like, what? Like,
yeah, but wait, then she ended up loving it.
Oh, she loves school.
Yeah.
She misses her friend. She told me the other day.
Except for that small little hiccup in the beginning, but it was like a little bully, but that got squared off right away. So thank God for the teachers. Shout out to them.
Oh my gosh, those teachers were awesome. And the fact that her teacher was a Giants fan, thank the good Lord. She definitely had an amazing teacher.
I'm just kidding.
Listen.
Then after that was the gender reveal, which was a little shout out to Noonie for doing it.
It was the cutest thing.
Toy Story theme.
Okay, video. I have to say, when she texted me or called me that day, I was still at work. She's like, can you do me a favor? She's like, can you pick up some Toy Story balloons or something? I said, yeah, no problem. The minute that she said Toy Story, I said it's a boy. I already knew it
Why?
Was a boy.
Because it's Toy Story?
I don't know. I just had a feeling it's a boy. And I'm like,
Because of Woody. That was an adult joke. Sorry.
Kids, don't listen to this part.
Don't listen to this podcast. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, this episode, don't listen to it.
No, but yeah, I mean.
But I was still surprised, though, because I was like, you know what? But your pregnancy was like way definitely different than the girls.
Yeah.
You were craving so many sweets. I'm like, since when?
The girls were both. It was so weird because both girls were the same exact symptoms. And then this with Levi, it was definitely definitely a different type of symptoms. That's why I said it was a boy, or I had a feeling it was a boy. But when I saw that video at the end, it said it's a boy.
I still cried because I'm like, oh yes,
finally. Third time's a charm, I guess.
I guess so.
But and then Halloween happened. We were the Addams family.
I was grandmama.
Wow. And then I thought was my baby shower after that.
Oh my gosh.
Turned into my surprise 30th birthday.
So that was very interesting to plan. Because,
I literally had no idea whatsoever, which was weird.
I had talked to, you know, her mother-in-law. We definitely wanted to do it here. Well, I was gonna go do a venue. I had a whole theme plan. Like, a bunch of people were gonna help me plan it. And then it turned into the venue being almost $7,000. I was like, yeah, you're insane.
For like 3-4 hours.
Yeah, for that's it. If it was like the whole entire day, I would possibly consider it, but not really. So then we decided to do it here, and the excuse, I'm like, how do I get her out of the house? But what's the excuse? So we said, oh, baby shower. I'm like, but then she's going to think, oh, it's still too early.
And yeah, but I'm so easily convinced. Yeah. Like, I'm so gullible.
So it's then crazy. We said, so her mother-in-law helped me because we were like, oh, no, because February is Ari's birthday. Then they were going to Florida and all these things were happening. Then March, and then the baby was due in April. We couldn't do it in March because, like, we don't know if this baby's going to come early. So we're just like, oh, we'll just do it now, whatever. And she was like, okay. I was like, but you can't be here. So I kind of almost gave it away because I'm like, I have to kick her out. She's like, where am I supposed to go? I was like, go get your hair done, nails done. I don't care. Just
I had no idea.
Do not be here because I don't want you to see the theme of your baby shower. And she gave me an idea and I ran with it. But I told her, you can't be here. So she left for like the whole day. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
So we're preparing everything. I'm nervous. I got the 30 balloon, the big 3 and 0, to only that when I was walking in the house, it slipped out of my hand, and the 3 flew away.
So I guess I'm 0 years old.
So then I told my brother-in-law, because he went shopping, he had to go buy last minute things to shop, and I called him, like, do me a favor, get me a number 3. And then the 3 being, was, like, smaller than the 0, and I was like, I don't care, whatever.
At least whatever. It's a 3. I didn't even notice it, to be
then
honest.
Then DJ came, her brother-in-law came, set up, we did test runs, and then everybody started to show up.
Shout out to DJ Rico, by the way.
Yeah, you guys have to book him. Like, literally.
Yes, DJ Rico.
DJ Rico. DJ Rico.
Yes.
Go, book him.
Do it. Book it.
Do it now. Anyway, so then she came home, and I said, well, you're not allowed to come upstairs. She goes, why not? I'm like, I'll bring you everything in the basement, but you're not allowed to step a foot upstairs. So I go, and she's getting ready, and I said, okay, you ready? So
I literally thought it was my baby shower, because I had my green dress on, which was I looked fabulous in.
Oh, you look amazing in it.
But
and so guys, you got to think something. This is how oblivious she was. There's a banner, a huge everything. Background, like a huge thing that says happy 30th birthday.
With it's my birthday song in the background.
And then we play the birthday song, and then behind, you walk in, you see the big number 30 balloons, happy birthday signs everywhere. She walks in.
No, I don't walk in. I could.
Well, you kind of danced in.
And then rubbing my belly, thinking it's still my baby shower.
And I look at my friend, I'm like, she does not realize her birthday. How? I don't freaking know. So then I
think it's because I was just so nervous I didn't even think of it.
So like, then I had to, like, physically tell her. I was like, you know it's not your baby shower. She's like, what?
I looked up and then I was like,
look at the sign. And she goes, and she starts crying. And it makes me cry. And everyone else is tearing up. I was like, this is your 30th surprise birthday. And we had such a good night that night. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
I had to go change, though, because
I told her, you can go change if you want. I want you to be uncomfortable. Yeah. So she went to go change, and then we basically just partied all night. Played games, ate a lot of food. There's a lot of food.
And Dexter is, like, always the last person to leave. Like,
I know.
Shout out to Dexter.
He knows how to party.
He does.
I don't anymore, so I'm like, bro, we gotta go.
We always end the night with the headbanger.
Pretty much, like, but you were pregnant.
Rocking and banging our heads, like, yeah, and then the next morning our necks are sore.
Yeah.
But it was a good time.
Thank God I pulled up. After that, I was so nervous and so anxious for her to find out or whatever that I told DJ Rico. I was like, take a shot with me, because I can't, this is not happening. Other people started taking shots when they arrived. I was like, I'm taking another one, because I'm so anxious right now. Like, I need her to come up here ready, be done with it. So,
I was nervous, because thinking it's my baby shower.
But it was so much fun. So then, Christmas came, New Year's
Christmas
came.
/ New Year's, yeah.
And then hell broke loose. Welcome 2024. Guys.
Can we just have a moment of silence of, like, the end of 2023 into 2024?
2023, listen, 2023 was great. I moved into my apartment. Everything was good. Life was going. 2024 hit. Boom.
That's, yeah. Downhill. Let's just have a moment of silence.
Oh, my God.
Let's rest in peace for that moment.
Just when you think.
Shh.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, you're
moment
seriously doing
of
this?
Silence.
You're seriously doing
yes,
moment?
Yes, we need oh it goodness. To release all this negativity out of our bodies.
I thought you said silence. Why are you humming?
I'm zenning. I'm into this moment.
You're sending good vibes
zenning,
into the air.
Yes.
Zenning.
All these good energies. Okay, shh. There was a little silence.
So,
okay, but anyways.
So, okay, January, I came. No, New Year's, you weren't feeling good or something.
Yeah, I was sick.
Everybody around me was sick. And I said, listen, if anybody's sick, I'm sorry. I love you. But after COVID and after my shots, I've been getting sick so easy. I don't know if anybody else gets through with it. I meant is going through it. But after I took those COVID shots, I get sick a lot easier, but a lot harder.
So, not me.
January, I went to work that week, And then I started not to feel good. I was like, oh man, like I don't feel good. And then I went to work 2 days. And then Saturday, was it Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. I texted my sister. I said, you know, I really don't feel good. And I'm running a fever. I never run a fever. And I was like, man, like what's going on? I go take a COVID test. That shit, I'm sorry. That line hit before the water even hit or the liquid. Boom, positive. I was like, no, this is like a false. Like, no. So I take another one. Boom, positive. Straight. I was like, oh my God.
She got the coots.
So that was Saturday. I text everybody around me at work. Whoever was really close to me, I said, guys, I have COVID. You better test yourself. And thankfully, nobody around me got it. I don't know how, but no one caught. I mean, thank God. So then that whole week I was off, right? I was off the whole week. And Wednesday, I ended up in the hospital because I really couldn't breathe. Remember, I was like, I was scared.
No, yeah.
And I was like, I really can't breathe. I don't know what's going on. I thought at that point I had pneumonia, but they said it was a side effect just to take Mucinex. So I started taking that, started to feel better. Week later, flu. No. Upper, what's it called?
Respiratory
infection. Got hit with that.
I think I went to you for respiratory care when you were not, the breathing problem. Bronchitis? Or you had bronchitis at one point, right?
That was after the upper respiratory.
Turned into bronchitis. I had that,
but because I caught it too late, it turned into bronchitis.
Yes.
So I was out another few days in January at work. And then, so I was like 2 weeks, 3 weeks in of getting sick. And then probably 3 weeks after COVID, I still didn't have no energy whatsoever. And I was like, oh my God, like I can't get my energy back. And people were like, oh, I don't have energy for like a year. I'm like, a year? I was like, I need my energy back. Then thankfully I got it. So the minute I feel like, oh, I got my energy back, my sister gets sick with the flu.
No, I never had the flu.
How did I get the flu then?
Oh, wait. No. No, I didn't. I never had the flu.
I don't know.
I was pregnant.
Maybe,
so I don't.
Maybe somebody around me had the 24-hour bug.
Oh, Mackenzie.
That's who it was.
Yes,
Mackenzie. And I came over 2 days prior to see her, but I didn't go anywhere near her. That's how easy I get sick. I said hi from far away.
You sneeze 5 feet away from you and you still get sick.
Literally. So then I go home and like 2 days later, I'm at work and it was like a truck hit me. I'm like, what? I'm like, there's absolutely no way I'm sick again. And I brought a thermometer with me to work and it said 102. I was like, I gotta go.
And I gotta go.
I went to Fisher's
you
office.
You sounded like Scottish for a second. I gotta go.
I went to my boss's office and I said, and I told my other boss, I was like, listen, I gotta go home. They're like, what's wrong? I'm like, I have a fever. I got sent home. And that night was like the worst night. I could not stop throwing up. And I was like, oh my goodness, if I don't stop, I'm gonna have to go to the hospital. I feel dehydrated. I couldn't drink water. I kept throwing it up. I tried everything else. I kept throwing it up. I'm like, I'm not keeping anything down until Gatorade the next day, pretty much. And I was like, oh my gosh. So then after that, I was like, I was fine.
I can't keep track of your sick health.
Oh my, I was records. So sick, like, after all.
You ended up in the hospital, though, remember?
Yeah, so then we had Ari's.
Well,
between was, all that,
it was after,
once I really, really felt better, then.
It was Ariana's second birthday party.
Thank God I felt better for that, because I did not want to miss that.
But before that, I think it was the beginning of January, around New Year's, because I remember this. Like, the first week of New Year's, or the of January, I mean, Mackenzie broke her tooth.
Oh, yeah.
And okay. I thought, at first, because we were in the living room watching, you know, TV and all that stuff. And she had, like, one of those ice cream cones. I don't know if all moms out there or parents out there know, like, those magnetic ice cream cones that, like, you can stack up.
Oh, like
up.
The toys.
Yeah. And it's, like, plastic and hard and whatever. So, for some reason, she had it, like, in her mouth. And then, like, she somehow started walking. Maybe might have slipped on the toy or something. Anyway, she fell down and it, like, she landed, her teeth landed on the thing. And she was bleeding and stuff, but we thought at first it was just more of like a, she could have just cut herself and whatever. And at first, and the tooth was not moving in the beginning. And then a couple days later, it, that happened on a Sunday. Thursday comes around and she's like, "Mommy, my tooth is moving." I'm like, "Oh, great." And the, well, the next day after that happened, her lips were swollen. And then the swelling went down. Thursday, she said, "My mommy, my tooth is moving." I'm like, all right. So now Friday morning, I had to literally, no. The reason why it started moving is because Mackenzie was watching the iPad. And the iPad hit her tooth. I'm like, are you serious? Like, then she starts crying. And I'm like, out of all the teeth in your mouth, you hit that one tooth. But anyways.
But you ever realize that? You hit one part of your body.
That you hurt already
and
hurt.
Then you yeah. hit yourself again. It's mm-hmm. like, I don't know why.
Yeah. So then I called the emergency, like the dentist the next day for like emergency, like appointment to come in. They took x-rays of her and stuff. And yeah, lo and behold, she broke her tooth and moved to the other one. But thank God that she only had to get one tooth removed.
My little peanut.
So they had to numb her and she, you know, that was a little crazy that she started crying and kicking and I felt bad, but like it had to get done. And then she, yeah, then her tooth, there goes her tooth. Then we, you know, Tooth Fairy came and gave her money. Oh. It was like two tens and a five or something like that.
She was so excited. She's like, "Yeah, I got 1 10 and 2 5s." I was like, "That's a very generous Tooth Fairy there." Thing.
Like, I remember I got like, $11 and some change.
I used to get like quarters and like a dollar bill. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, so that
$20 right there. Damn.
I mean, we had some few donations in the house because I guess, you know, we felt bad.
Yeah, first kid. I mean, first tooth, yeah. But the wrong way to lose it.
Exactly. And then she had her first haircut. She did really well. Aww. And then Ariana's second birthday party we had at the Kids Empire.
Oh, I was trying to remember what.
Yeah, and then.
Yes, and I had to play. What's it called? I had to be a monkey crawling all over the place. That thing wears you out.
A monkey.
Like, you know, climbing everywhere oh, with the kids. Because you're yeah. pregnant, so you couldn't go.
Yeah, I just had to sit and watch.
And she was sitting, and I'm over here sweating.
Whistling. And trying to catch her breath.
Tia, come again, slide.
Tia, slide.
I'm like, and then our cousins came. And our cousins came, and they're like, "Mackenzie, come." And she's like, "Okay." I'm like, "Yeah, take her, go. I need a break." But... It was good. It was cute.
And then, yeah, because I was due, April 1st.
March, April. Yeah.
So, then March 30th came around.
No, but before that, remember you said to the hospital when you went to see me that they wouldn't let you guys in because I was in the ER.
Was that when I was still pregnant?
That was in January. Remember I went to the hospital 3 times in January?
Oh, yeah.
So, the second time I went to the first time was because of COVID. So then fast forward 2 weeks, I was having pains on my back, lower back, left side. And I said, it has to be kidney stones. Because I've had it, but I had it twice before, and it's really painful. And it's like going, like the pain was radiating to the front. And I was like, man, it's too much information. It could be either a UTI or kidney stones. That's what I thought. So I went to urgent care. I left work early.
I'm just kidding.
I went to urgent care. They ran all these tests. They said, well, we don't really see signs of UTI. It could be the beginning of kidney stones. We're going to send you to the hospital. I was like, oh, man, how did I know? Because they couldn't do a CAT scan there. So I go to the hospital. And that day was my friend's 30th birthday. And I had to text her and say that I had to miss it because now I'm in the ER. Long and behold, the doctor comes back, was like, well, good news. You don't have kidney stones, but we did find something. I'm like, okay, well, you sound very preppy. You found something.
Good news, but we found something.
I'm just like, what the hell? So then the doctor was like, we did find a cyst in your ovary. And my heart sank for a second, and I was like, I'm sorry, what? And she goes, it's 7 centimeters, the size of an orange. I'm like, wait, what? I thought maybe like a small one, 7. I looked at her, I'm like, wait, what? 7 centimeters? And she goes, yeah. I was like, is it bad? Because, you know, your first thought, you think of a cyst, it's like, oh my gosh, like, I wonder what type it is.
Is it bad?
Yeah, pretty much. So then she's like, you know, we're going to have an ultrasound tech come in and, you know, we'll know better. We'll know better. So for that hour, I'm texting my sister. I'm like, what if it's bad? Like, she's like, no, you're fine. It's going to be fine. I'm over here, like, crying now because I'm freaking out, thinking it's like a bat. I'm like, that big? That's really big. I'm, like, Googling to see exactly what it looks like. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, that's there? I was like, holy crap. Then doctor came back, said the ultrasound said that it's not cancerous or dangerous, but we just have to keep an eye out. If I get worse, they have to do surgery or it'll shrink on its own. And I was like, okay, that was Saturday. Everything happens on Saturday.
And then she started complaining because I brought soup that was defrosted and I warmed it up her nicely. And she's like, oh my God, there's mushrooms in there.
I know. I was like, really? Mushrooms?
Eat around it. Like, there's nothing.
I mean, I ate it.
Mushrooms are my favorite.
I know. So then, that was everything happens on Saturday. So Saturday. Come Wednesday. That same week, I'm at work, and I get these severe pains.
And then she calls me.
And I call her, and I'm like, what do I do?
I'm like, call your doctor. I don't freaking know.
She's like, well, call the hospital. See what you have to do. And she's like, are you going to go? I'm like, I don't know. And then, like, I wouldn't have pain.
I told her. I'm like, you should go, though.
And then I would have pain again. And then it became more constant to the point where, like, I'm literally, like, in a fetal position in the office, and I'm, like, crying. And I called the hospital. I said, I was there on Saturday. I explained everything to them. Like, well, we won't know until it sounds like it either burst or, whatchamacallit, or it's shrinking.
Or it twisted.
Or it twisted, which, if that's the case, we need to operate today. And I was like, oh, my.
I think because it was like they could have twisted around your.
They said if the cyst moves because it's trying to shrink, but if it moves and it goes over my ovary, it could cut off the blood supply to my ovary.
Yeah,
and that's not good. So they would have to go in and take it out. And I'm just like, this is not really happening. So I'm sitting in the office, and they're like, "Can you drive?" And I said, "Yeah." And then meanwhile, I'm like leaning over, and my boss was like, "No, I'm taking you because you are not driving." Thankfully, because I was crying the whole way there. And by the time I got to the hospital, I really couldn't walk. So they admitted me pretty fast. And nurse came in. She's asking me a bunch of questions. I can't even talk. I was like, just give me drugs. And then whatever you guys need to know, I'll know. So then I asked the doctor, what's the worst case? What's the best case?
Worst case was surgery.
Yeah, and the best case is shrinking. Okay, great. So I went for another ultrasound. Doctor was like, oh, it's shrinking, but it shrunk so much so fast. I think it shrunk like 2 centimeters at that point. I'm like, but why so much pain? And then they said, because the cyst was attached to my ovary, it's ripping. And and that's where the pain is coming from. And I was like, okay. So I'm like, now what? So then just follow up with your doctor and then, you know, just keep an eye on it. And I said, and my sister picked me up that day, and I said, I don't want to come back for, like, I'm like, the next time I want to step foot into this hospital is because you're giving birth to my nephew. Other than that, I don't want to be here. I really don't. And then I go to my doctor, get another ultrasound. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah,
another ultrasound.
I had four or five ultrasounds. But thankfully, it went down to 2. Now, I feel like I don't have it because I don't get those pains anymore.
I swear, I don't want to piss people off who are listening, who got the COVID shot, but I swear, I truly believe that is why you're getting sick all the time. Is because...
Well, I said it. That's why.
Because of the
shots. But the cyst has nothing to do with it.
It could.
No, the cyst... She said it was a buildup of tissue and, like, hormonal, like...
Yeah, like it affects your hormones. I don't know. I just believe that that's why you're getting sick all the time, and other people are getting sick all the time.
Well, knock on wood.
So
the last time I got sick was that.
Now you're gonna get sick.
You're so dumb.
Well, then after that, it was like comes around March. Oh, so no, the week before March 30th. What day was that?
Oh, so when it got closer to her due date.
So at work, August 24th.
We had fun because we were like, pool, baby pool time. Everybody at my job wanted it, so I started writing down the time the baby would be born.
Oh, who won, by the way?
The weight. My boss.
Oh, yeah, Fisher, yeah.
Yeah. The baby weight, the time, and the length. Three things. So everyone gave in all their answers, and we're waiting. So
August 24th comes around, and I'm literally cooking breakfast for the girls, and I feel sorry for the too much information.
Oh, and it's Saturday, too.
And it's a Saturday.
Because I'm at work.
So, too much information. If you guys want to skip this part, that's up to you. But, I was cooking breakfast, and all of a sudden, I feel like something weird, like, slimy down there. So, I'm like, okay. I go to the bathroom. It was literally, like a snot, like.
So, it's her mucus plug.
It was my mucus plug that came out, and I'm like, uh-oh. So, I searched on Google. I'm like, how long after the mucus plug, you know, blah, blah, blah. They're like, oh, it could happen within hours, or it could happen within days. So, I called my sister. I'm like, so, my mucus plug came out, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
And I was like, what do you want me to do? She's like, I don't know.
I was like, I don't know.
She's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I was like, should I go? And my boss, because I had her on speaker, my boss, who's like our friend, was like, you should just go home. I was like, you think so?
He was like,
listen, it's her third baby. Maybe she's not going to feel it now, but maybe in an hour she might feel it, and this baby's going to come right out. I'm like, yeah, you're right, so I'm going to leave. So I left, and I texted my other boss. I said, hey, FYI, this week, because I had planned out vacation, like, later in the summer, but that was before, you know, we found out she was pregnant. So I said, listen, vacation time, because we have to put it in January, all of our times.
July, August. No, it was March. March, not August. My bad.
Yeah.
March to 23rd, August.
So then I said, you know, March, the end of March is tricky because this baby could come early, and the pool says, what date will the baby come to? So then I said, the end of March is very tricky. So when she called me on it, I right away called my other boss. I said, hey, this week, I might be the week that I might have to stay home. He goes, baby? Everybody was like, baby? I'm like, maybe, because it looks like she might have this kid soon. Okay, fine, don't worry about work, whatever. So then,
yeah, Sunday comes, nothing. We're waiting. But then Monday through Friday, I had contractions all day. And at one point, it was like 10 minutes apart, and then it'll stop. So it was very like play, like touch and go. So we didn't know when exactly it was going to happen. And I was using the yoga ball for the like 2-3 days before I actually
gave
birth.
But it's funny because everybody was like, baby, everybody called me every day. Baby? No, not yet, guys.
Yeah, and then it was crazy because I just kept getting contractions, but then they weren't consistent. So I was like, okay, so I can't go to the hospital yet because they're not consistent.
Yeah, and I was dressed every night, ready to go.
And I'm like, who dresses up? If it happens in the middle of the night, who dresses up in their clothes, jeans and a t-shirt, when you have to just show up in your PJs? You're not supposed to, like, oh, you're doing your hair. And I'm like,
No. I'm not talking about that night. Night prior, I said,
oh, let me stick in my jeans and t-shirt so I can get ready.
Whoever watched Father the Bride, the second one, where she's pregnant along with her mom. The dad is dressed and ready to go. So that's how I feel. I'm ready to go every night.
Just be ready to go in your PJs.
So then everyone at work was like, yo, this kid's going to literally fly out. I'm like, right? Yeah, I think so. This kid's going to pop right out. We got to do this fast. I'm like, hope it doesn't come out too fast. Where if I'm taking her to the hospital, listen, I don't know how to play football. I got to drive. So then,
and that same week, my mother-in-law and father-in-law were away because a wedding of my sister-in-law getting married the 30th. So no one, except for...
I ended up staying home the whole week.
You were here with me, helping me. And so no one else was really at the house, you know, and then... What happened? Like, March 30th, her wedding day.
That night, the Friday into Saturday, everything happens on Saturday. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna put on PJs. This whole going, like, oh, baby's coming, 10 minutes, oh, yeah, wait, no, I, every day was like, guys, I think it's happening tonight, because she's every 10 minutes. The next morning, baby, I said, no, this baby's, I don't know what he's doing. And then...
And I couldn't sleep that night, and I was watching TikTok, whatever, and scrolling through the TikTok. And then as soon as I put my phone down and my head down, it was like 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning. I put my head down and then I closed my eyes and then I felt bloop. And I was like, no, this is not happening. So I run to the bathroom because it was literally like,
and like, I had gone to bed at like 12 or 12:30. I said, well, let me know. But then I went to sleep. I'm like, this kid's not going to come tonight.
Yeah. So then, so I just felt like a gush. And it was like a lot more than the girls were. And I was like, oh, no. So I just put like a adult diaper on so it catches all the water. I don't care. I'm talking about that. And so I go to your room. I wake you up. You're like.
I was like, wait, what? No, I'm like, baby. She's like, she goes, my water broke. And I'm like half asleep. I'm like, what happened? She goes, it's happening. I'm like, oh, okay, let's go.
Yes. Then I'm like, I'm downstairs, I'm trying to call people, whatever. And then I'm like, hurry up. And then my sister's like, putting her shirt on, jeans on. I'm like, hurry up. I'm like, this baby's coming.
But then I start to pull out and she's like, wait. I'm like, wait, what? I gotta wait for Connor to come. I'm like, you just rushed me to get out the house and you still have to wait for Connor.
He could watch the girls, yeah.
He had to stay with the girls, so I'm like, I thought Connor was already here. And she goes,
no, he's not here yet. So he comes to the door and starts talking to us. I'm about to have this baby. No talking, just text my sister.
I roll down the window, and he's nonchalant walking across the street. I'm like, Connor, we gotta go. So I take them to the hospital. It's now 3 o'clock,
I had some contractions on the way there, but then at that point when I sat down in a wheelchair, I didn't have any.
Oh, but I was speeding. I ran like 3-4 red lights. I was like...
But as soon as we got there, as soon as I sat in the wheelchair, I didn't have any contractions. I was like, oh, calm, whatever. And then as soon as like I laid down and like
you started
maybe
getting them.
I started getting them
I
hard.
Think you started getting them after she checked you because you were okay. Remember, she checks to see how far you were?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you're only 5 centimeters. And I'm thinking 3:30, 4 o'clock. I'm like, okay, this kid.
It's going to take a little bit.
So I left around 5. I said, text me, let me know. I'm going to go home, relieve Connor. I come home 5:40 to get a message. Oh, he's here. Wait, what? And then pictures start coming. I'm like, I literally just left half. How do you go from 5 centimeters to giving birth in 30 minutes?
As soon as you left, because they placed the catheter all day already, but you left, and then my contractions started picking up even more, and then the anesthesiologist comes in, and I'm like, he's asking me about having the epidural and stuff like that, and I was like, yes, like, give me the epidural, because at that point, it was too intense, and then, I'm, like, trying to get myself ready to get the epidural, and the nurse comes in, and she's like, okay, let's sit you down at the edge of the bed and have you, straighten your back or whatever, blah, 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 and, the position to get the epidural, and then she's like, or the assistant of the anesthesiologist, I guess, comes in, and he's like, okay, well, we're gonna have to wait because there's only one doctor on call. So, he's going to be here in a few minutes. I'm like, oh, great. So, as that's happening, the contractions are getting worse and worse and worse. And they're like, okay, whatever you do now put your hand behind your back. Because, they already had scrubbed it and all that. And Chris had to leave the room during that process for sanitary reasons. And then at that point, when that was happening, it just kept getting stronger. I'm like, and then at one point, I just knew the baby's head was coming out because I just knew that feeling. And then the nurse and the assistant for the anesthesiologist, whatever, they're fighting back and forth because they're like, the nurse is like, I have to check her. And he's like, no, like, but she's already scrubbed. And she's like, no, but this baby's coming out now. And then he's like, no, but we scrubbed. And then I'm like, F it. So I just like laid on my side because at that point I was so scared to move. And she's like, Jess, it's like, we have to check. I'm like, no, I'm scared. And I was screaming. And then she's like, no, Jess, like, we have to check, like, open. And I'm like, no, I don't want to open. I'm scared. Like, at that point, I thought he was going to just come out. But she checked. She's like, oh, yeah, the head's there. And she's like, Jess, we need to move your, like, to the position because my head wrong side of the bed. So they're like, I had to like switch sides, and I was like, I was so scared to move and stuff. So they checked again. They're like, yep, the baby's head's right there, and They were like, call the dad, call the dad. Because, like, how fast it was happening. Everybody rushed in because I was screaming so loud. And they were all concerned of what's going on. Like, I seriously, like, 15 nurses came in or something like that. I can't remember. But I just remember a whole bunch of people came in. And then they're like, Jess, you have to push. You have to push. I'm like, no, I'm scared. And I was crying because of how painful. And I was screaming. And they're like, just pushing will help. And I'm like, whatever. So I just pushed him out, like, 3 pushes. And he came right out.
Literally, this kid popped out.
Yeah.
So we were all right at work.
I had to do everything naturally with no pain reliever, nothing. And then, lo and behold, the anesthesiologist comes in. He's like, oh, I'm too late, am I? I'm like, no shit, Sherlock. Yes, you're a little too late there, buddy. But anyways,
But look at him now.
I know. But I still had to feel everything.
So then that morning, I knew certain people were at work because, again, it was Saturday. So everything happens on Saturday.
And that same morning was Noonie's wedding.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brett. Congratulations! Yay! Who's watching on IG Live?
Tomorrow's gonna be 3 months for you guys too.
Yeah, happy 3 month anniversary. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy. You don't know that one?
I do, but why?
Haunted Mansion?
Oh, I never saw it.
You never saw it? Oh,
okay. Anyways, back to this. So then I was already awake because my adrenaline was high. So then I text my one boss. I knew who was working. And he picked the phone. He goes, baby. I'm like, yep. He goes, yes. He goes, so who won? I said, sorry, not you. He goes, then why are you calling me? He goes, and how's everything? So I told him. I was like, whoever's there, let them know, whatever. And then I started texting everybody. I was like, guys, baby's here. And then I, later, I think it was that day or the next day, I text my boss. And I said, hey, I need to tell you something regarding my sister. So when you can call me. Because my sister wanted to tell him personally that he had won the pool. So he was excited.
He was like almost on point.
Almost.
It was like scary.
So close. Yeah, I mean, I was on point. But I didn't count because I'm the Dia, so.
Well, you were on point on the pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think he was like, no, you won.
But I don't count because I'm the Dia. So he basically, but he won. So then I go to work and showing pictures. Everybody's like, oh my God, he's so cute. So I was like, okay. So we told him, all right, well, since you won, we're going to buy you
whatever he wanted.
Whatever basically. He wanted, right? Yeah. And so he was like, no, you're not. I was like, don't piss off my sister. She just gave birth without a drug, so just pick something.
Don't do it. Just don't do it.
I was like, please don't do it because she'll kill me first. And then he goes, no, I want you to take the money and buy her either diapers, formula, whatever she really needs.
And I told my sister, really? I'm like, no.
And then I said, and I was like, she said no. And he goes, you better go buy her. I'm like, oh my God, I have 2 people. Okay. I was like, I'm just going to go buy formula. Everybody leave me alone, okay?
Just stop.
So, we did that. But, no, it was cute. And then he came home the next day. The girls met him.
But you know what's crazy? It's just really crazy. All 3 kids, my water broke around the same time. 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. All the same time. Mackenzie and Ari born is exactly same time, 9:22 in the morning. So all 3 times, my water broke all at the same time, and Mackenzie and Ari
born at
the same time at 9:22 in the morning. And then Levi obviously was born faster at 5:31 to be exact.
Yeah.
In the morning.
But, and I got the text message at 5:40.
Yeah, that's what like it's really mind blowing. Like
I'm talking, this third kid just literally slid right out.
Then, Mackenzie's birthday is the same as Papa's birthday, and then, like, it's just so intertwined, it's so crazy.
Ari doesn't share with anybody.
Well, she has the same birthday, time birthday, I guess.
True, because she's the 31st.
She's the 31st. No, like, time with Mackenzie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But then Levi was born on Brett and Jess's wedding day.
Yeah. Yep. So, which is crazy. I don't know. It's just mind-blowing to me. But anyways, after that, the kids met Levi, and Mackenzie, of course, made me cry when she's like, oh, he's so cute. Like, I just can't.
And then Ari was like, baby?
baby.
Baby?
And then she's like, aww.
Yeah. This is the cutest thing.
Yeah, and then months later, we did The Edge. Chris and I did The Edge on New York.
No, thank you. I'll pass.
Which is very... At first, I didn't want to do it because they said that you have to climb over $1,000. $1,000 feet. Like, up high, like maybe 1,000 to 100 or something like that.
Something like that.
Like, six, three... How many steps? 184 steps or something like that?
Something like that.
But, and then you have to, like, literally lean over the edge of the building.
No, I'm good.
I'm gonna throw which up. I kind of did, but it was very scary. But I say it's definitely, like, worth it if you wanted to do it. It's not that expensive to do it if you wanted to buy your own tickets, but I say I'll do it again, if anything. Well, actually, I wouldn't do it again.
No.
Because I already experienced it. Pass. But...
My feet are gladly on the ground.
I was sweating. My knees were shaking. Yeah.
I'm good.
But it was good, though. It was a good experience. And then Mackenzie's last day of school happened, which...
Little graduation.
Little graduation. I was tearing up a little bit. Not as bad as the first day, but I was tearing up.
Yeah.
And then she has a little, we call...
Little best friend.
A little mosquito bite lump in her throat. Which we got an ultrasound and they said it could it's a highly possibility it's a cyst. But the doctor will call me, which just happened just past week. So I should be getting a call maybe next couple days by the doctor to set up to remove it, surgery to remove it. Which I'm like totally.
She's a little.
Don't want to think about it right now.
But remember I took her to my house to get Snoopy?
Mm-hmm.
She was like beyond excited. I was like...
She's excited to talk about it, but I'm sure when it starts happening, she'll get scared. Oh,
yeah. She's like, yeah, they're going to take it out. I said, really? She goes, yeah, I don't need it. I was like, okay, are you, like, scared? She goes, no, why? They're going to take it out. I was like, oh, God, this girl's braver than I am right now.
I know, but I'm like, I don't know. Having your own child that young to have surgery is just...
I mean, it's making me nervous. It's because she's so little.
Yeah.
But then you gotta think that there's kids who are smaller who get surgery for, like, tonsils and stuff.
I know, but it's still... It's your own kid.
And I know, it's scary. I'm worried, and she's just my niece, but still. I mean, I get worried for anybody that I'm really close with go under.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, and then... On my side, like, the past few months, it hasn't been, like, the greatest. Like, people... like, around me have been passing away, and some of them are shocking, some of them are, like, expected, I guess, because they've been sick or whatnot, but I'm just, like, this year has just not been the greatest. I think out of everything that happened, I think Levi being born
was a highlight.
That's it. Like, that was, yeah. So, I have a wedding tomorrow. Hopefully that changes the...
Yeah, and I've been through shit, but I don't want to talk about it right now.
Yeah, so this is why we say, like, this... You guys remember when... Unless, you know, I mean, a lot of people still have computers. But when, like, your computer would, like, not work right, or it would be, like, whatever, you press Control-Alt-Delete to reset it. And that's how I feel like this year should have been. Control-Alt-Delete.
And that's what we're naming this podcast, that because we need to reset everything and go back. Or no, not go back, sorry. Start from the beginning again.
Yeah, because it's hard. Like, with the people that... I'm not going to say who really passed away, because I want to keep it kind of private.
Yeah, keep it confidential.
But it's sad, and I just went to one 2 weeks ago, and I said, I don't want to go to another one. I can't handle another one. It's just too sad. But that's why I'm like, everybody kind of take care of themselves, please. I really don't want to go for a third time this year.
Yeah.
So this wedding is kind of a turnaround. So hopefully from here on out, things just get better. Because
I just need a reset button.
Pretty much. But
controllably,
that's why we've been kind of MIA. I'm sorry, guys. And a lot of people have been asking where we've been, what's going on.
I think mentally, we just couldn't do it.
Mentally, physically, I was sick in and out of the hospital.
And I gave birth, and it was other just so stuff much happened.
And it's just like, life gets in the way, unfortunately. But we're gonna try.
We're back.
To do an episode every week like we used to. This week we might do a double. So.
Yeah.
Tune in for that. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Matthew Perry died. That for me was like, what the?
Is another podcast.
I know.
Will talk about.
Finally got her to watch Friends.
And no, I just started watching it on my own, basically.
I've been telling you to watch it for, like, ever.
Yeah, but today I just randomly started watching it.
I couldn't, because of his death, I could not watch it. I watch it every day. Every day's background sound, if I'm cleaning, and I know every episode, so I start laughing, I already know what's going on, just like The Office. But for the Friends, I could not watch it for a while, because it was making me really sad. Now I started watching. I mean, I've been watching it for, like, a few months now, but... Again, that's a whole other episode, because we're going to go into, like, really deep topics about celebrities and
conspiracy
and their deaths and stuff. I don't know. But...
there's a lot of conspiracies out there.
I'm glad we're back. And...
we're back!
Tune in to next week. And hopefully, if you guys can help us spread the word, like, subscribe... help us get out there again.
yeah, right, for real.
Seriously.
For real.
And if you guys have any questions or stories or something, because we're not going to do it today because I think this episode's a little bit long, but we do what's called happy hour. So we tell funny stories or whatever.
Do we have any questions?
I don't think we do.
No?
I don't think we do.
Let's just do a little happy hour, like, random questions.
Let's do one or two. Whoever is watching live, if you have a question.
Question.
I don't know.
Generator.
You need to Google it?
Yeah, why not?
So while she's looking up, our email, or if you guys have our Instagram, whatever, you can email us at djtalkpodcast@gmail.com. You can email us a story, anything funny, or if you guys want to share something, you know, your name will definitely be anonymous, unless if you guys want us to share it, but other than that, we're not going to share a name. So if you guys want to tell a funny story or whatever, just let us know. Did you find anything? Oh my gosh, if you guys can see her right now. I don't know what she's looking up right now. But, yeah, so like, subscribe. if you guys have any questions in general. Oh, God, here you go. What happened?
I don't think I have a question or the answer to this, but this is funny. Have you ever had a terrible house guest? If so, what happened?
Oh, God.
I don't remember having Oh, look, we have a question.
Oh, from Brett. What is your favorite food, dream vacation, and movie?
Oh, man. Oh,
favorite food? Oh, man.
My favorite food is Indian food.
I like Italian.
Oh, my God. Indian food, their bread, and their... oh, jeez.
Yeah. I like Italian food. Dream vacation? Greece.
Dream vacation.
I want to go to Greece so bad.
I want to go to Australia.
Ooh, that would be... that's on my bucket list, too. But Greece is, like, my top. I would
like
to
see the animals, like, the wild animals and stuff, and ride the safari jeep, whatever.
That would be pretty cool.
And have
cool.
A cheetah just looking at you.
That's scary.
Being like, hi, dinner. How are you?
Oh, my God. Crazy. And movie. Oh, my goodness. Movie?
Favorite movie. I think we talked about all this, but I feel like it changes every time. Favorite movie would be...
damn, this is hard.
What's a movie that I watch all the time?
I watch Elf all the time. That's, like, my favorite Christmas movie.
My favorite Christmas movie is How the Grinch Stole Christmas with Jim Carrey.
That one's, like, my second.
But that's the Christmas. The one I usually watch, if it's on, I see. I don't know why, but I'm, like, obsessed with Willy Wonka.
That one's good.
Or, like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Like, both of those. And
Step Brothers, to me, is funny as hell. So sometimes if it's on, I'll watch it and I just laugh.
To me, comedy movies are not funny. I feel like they try so hard.
You're more of like a horror thriller.
Yes.
Even though I'm getting into more thriller suspense. That's what I'm doing now. I'm reading thriller and suspense. So
I don't have time for read.
Ugh. The alarm went off. That means we got to go. No, I'm just kidding. random
watch.
If there's another question, we have time for maybe another 5 minutes or so.
Another five minutes?
I don't know.
Let's do another hour. No, I'm just kidding.
Do you think people are going to listen to us for an hour?
It's 10 o'clock. Do you know where your kids are?
Oh, crap. I got to get up and get ready for this. Let's waiting. See.
Random question. Hey,
just... Your phone froze. Good job.
Yeah.
It doesn't want you to answer any questions. But, yeah, movies, like, are tough. Because you could have, like, a few.
Oh, this is a good one. If you had a if you had to describe your current life as a movie, which movie would you choose?
Oh my god, drama.
Definitely. But what movie, though?
What movie?
Yeah, what movie would you choose?
Lord Jesus. What movie?
I gotta look this up. Let's see.
Damn, I can't. I don't know. I can't. I can't think of a movie. All I know is just a drama. That's all I know. Brett says, "Do videos more often. You guys will bounce back." Thanks, Brett.
I would be with a movie.
When you guys come, Brett and Jess, like
The Unforgivable. as just like the title.
When you guys come back, definitely gonna have the podcast. When are they coming?
They are coming in...
Soon, right?
I think soon, yeah.
All right, well, when you guys come, we have to do podcasts, because that's, like, our deal. They come to Jersey, we podcast.
Yes, and we also have to do, like, a...
And people love cooking, you guys.
Podcast everything.
Oh, yeah.
And be on live for that.
Which, I'm starting to bake more, so I'm learning.
You know, I find on TikTok, it's funny how Rachel Ray is cooking all these dishes and, like, some, like, Mexican dishes. And an actual Mexican, like, ethnicity girl would be talking about how she's cooking it. And it's so funny how, like, terrible Rachel Ray is cooking it. She goes,
that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's not how you cook it.
Yeah.
So I'm a little nervous that people No, but, like, we can just,
like,
us,
like tomorrow I'm making clam chowder with homemade bread.
What the heck? Can you save me some?
No.
Please? Just kidding.
If there is.
I'm going to try. I never had clam chowder. I never did. Anyways, so tune in next week. Possibly Monday. Or Tuesday, let's say. Because if we record on Monday, maybe Tuesday we'll put it up. For our next episode. Guys, please share, subscribe, everything. And everything. Send us questions. Whatever you guys want to know. Or comments, or stories, funny stories, whatever. But just let us know. All right, guys.
It's been
fun.
And then I am going to play a song. This is not owned by me. It's owned by somebody else, Lenny Pierce. So please don't sue me for any rights or anything like that. But I feel like playing this. I don't know why. Up and down, up and down, up and down.
The bus go up and down, up and down, up and down.
And that is our ending of our episode.
That was crazy. We're so
insane. Wow, that's funny. Go round and round, and wheels on the bus go up and down, up and down, up and down. Alright guys, have a good night.
Bye. See you next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.